Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. Our number today, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you. If you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we are here for you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our second segment. We're going to talk to Christine Hronek, H-R-O-N-E-C, award-winning chemist and three-time champion fitness competitor, nutritionist, exercise expert. She's got 25 million views on her YouTube channel. We're going to talk about women's health issues. We're going to talk about specifically energy for women and body image, women's body image issues. She's got a whole bunch of nutritional supplements she's formulated. We'll talk to Christine Hronek, chemical engineer and chemist and nutritionist. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Even better, if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. For a one-time fee, you can be in business for yourself. You can start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, you can make some money. You can work out of your home. You can be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, and speak to Christine Hronek, H-R-O-N-E-C, at the bottom of the hour about women's health and women's nutritional supplementation. Christine has been a leader in the area of women's health since 2012 and been featured in numerous magazines, including Forbes, Huffington Post, Muscle and Fitness, Muscle and Strength, Flex Magazine, on and on and on. She's been on Fox TV, CBS News, et cetera, et cetera. We'll talk to Christine at the bottom of the hour and get your calls in our next segment. All right, so I want to continue talking about dopamine and Parkinson's and tyrosine. I haven't finished talking about skin lightening and tyrosine, skin lightening being a really big issue in the skincare world. If you're just dabbling in skincare, you're not part of the skincare business, you probably don't know that hyperpigmentation and melasma are serious business. and there's lots of money spent on lightening skin, evening it up. There's lots of products available, and they seem to be getting stronger and stronger every day. We're going to talk about skin lightening here in the future, but right now I want to continue talking about dopamine and caffeine, the relationship between dopamine and caffeine. Caffeine will sensitize the body to dopamine. Caffeine is being now explored as a treatment for Parkinson's disease because of its ability to sensitize the body to dopamine. And the sensitization effect also is one of the reasons why caffeine is such an addictive substance. Caffeine is a drug. It's the most popular drug in the world, certainly the most popular drug in the United States, and I would say the most popular drug in the world. It is a useful drug for helping people deal with depression and ADD and concentration issues and migraine headaches. And all in all, caffeine is not a horrible drug compared to most prescription pharmacological agents, although if you do enough caffeine, it can easily kill you. And you can get powder caffeine on the internet and easily do enough caffeine to kill you just by putting a couple of grams in a glass of water and drinking it. Caffeine is a derivative of a popular asthma drug called theophylline, also known as Theodur, brand name Theodur. It's used to treat asthma. And many of the caffeine-related compounds that are in the cocoa bean have effects not only on the brain, but also have effects on the respiratory system. The brain effects, by the way, partially accounts for the popularity of chocolate. Caffeine is metabolized into small amounts of theophylline in the liver, and people taking theophylline need to be careful of caffeine ingestion. Now, you're not going to get a lot of caffeine in cocoa, but you'll get some. In fact, this is one of the reasons why we're told not to feed chocolate to dogs. The theophylline and the theophylline-like compounds, the caffeine and theophylline-like compounds that are found in the cocoa bean and in cocoa, can be fatal to dogs. This stuff is medicine. Caffeine is a drug. Caffeine is powerful stuff. Not as powerful as typical pharmacological agents, but it's certainly got some drug-like properties. It's usually not a problem with coffee or caffeine beverages because your doses are so small. You're getting probably 100 milligrams of caffeine in a cup of coffee, somewhere along those lines, maybe 40 or 50 milligrams of caffeine in a cup of tea. So the doses are small, but if you did the straight powder, like a teaspoonful of it, it could kill you, and you can get it pretty readily. Caffeine is found, you get on Amazon, get it right off the internet. Caffeine is also a very interesting lipolytic fat burner. Lipolysis is fat burning. And one of the most popular substances for athletes who are trying to improve performance. I remember maybe 25, 30 years ago, I was asked to make a caffeine drug for bicycle racers, a caffeine substance, not a drug, but a caffeine gel or a caffeine liquid for, this is the pre-Red Bull days, and I had this bicycle racer who was representing a team of bicycle racers. He wanted me to make a caffeine substance that he could ingest right before the last, I don't know much about bike racing, but the last quarter mile or so of his bike race. They wanted to do a jolt of caffeine for the stimulating effects, and caffeine just tastes so horrible. I couldn't come up with a way of doing it. Again, this is pre-Red Bull, probably 1994-ish or so, and I ended up making a gel, a caffeine gel that he used, and he used it quite effectively, and to this day, I'm kicking myself for not putting it out on the marketplace. There was also, I remember in the early 1990s, a cream that came out. It was called Thigh Cream. It was made with something called aminophylline, which is similar to theophylline and to caffeine, and it was being marketed for helping people get rid of fat on their thighs. It was made with 2% aminophylline. Some of you guys may remember this. It was probably 1993-ish, and it was all the rage for a while, Thigh Cream, made with 2% aminophylline, and I was compounding a lot of it in my pharmacy. That is until the FDA got wind of it, and they made it illegal. I don't know, not really sure why. Aminophylline is considered a drug, and I guess they considered this cream to be within the realm of prescription only, and I was making it still in my pharmacy, but you couldn't get it over the counter any longer. In any case, caffeine does have some lipolysis benefits, not so much when you ingest it, but if you use it topically and you have a way of driving that caffeine into the lower levels where the lower levels of the skin where the fat lives, and that is no mean feat. it's very difficult to get stuff, substances from the surface of the skin to the lower levels, but it can be done. And if you go to certain skincare professionals or estheticians or body physicians or people who specialize in body treatments, they have ways of driving caffeine into the dermis and the lower levels of the dermis, where the lower levels of the skin, where the fat lives. And you can get some pretty interesting benefits by using caffeine and caffeine-like substances, including theophylline and aminophylline. Collectively, these are called xanthines. You won't get those benefits topically with caffeine, but you may get a little bit of fat-burning benefits if you use caffeine, because it's a stimulant, and that's one of the ways that all stimulants work. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We will get your calls in our next segment and talk to Christine Kronick at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, I'm pharmacist Ben. Christine Hronik will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about gauge girl training and sports nutrition for women and women's body image and women's energy levels with Christine Hronik at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in this segment, 844-236-6010. Got lots of people who want to talk to us this morning, so I think we'll hit the phones right away. Let's go to Marjorie in Florida. Hopefully we can get Marjorie on this morning. Hey, Marjorie.
Hi.
Hey, good to talk to you. Sorry about yesterday.
Oh, no problem.
What's going on?
So I'm 23, and I'm experiencing, like, weird things in my health.
Okay.
Like hair loss, missing periods, which never happened to me, like, since 3 months.
That's good. Okay.
Fatigue.
What else?
And acne.
Acne. Okay. Sounds like you're having a hormone issue, testosterone issue. Are you familiar with testosterone at all?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So testosterone gets, most people when they think of testosterone think of men, but women make testosterone as well as men. Men make more of it, but women are still making testosterone. And when you're dealing with hair loss, a combination of hair loss and acne and problems with your periods, all three of those are screaming out. Not just testosterone, but something called DHT or DH testosterone, which is like super testosterone. Testosterone is a powerful building substance, and elevations in testosterone can definitely cause problems with your menstrual cycle and cause you to break out. It makes things move really fast. Makes cells divide really fast. And so it's associated with excess, with oily skin. It's associated with problems with the period. It's associated with breakouts. The DHT is the super testosterone. That's really where the problems come from. In fact, there are shampoos now that you can get that are DHT inhibiting shampoos. And DHT inhibitors are used a lot for folks who are having testosterone problems. There's a drug called spironolactone, which has some DHT inhibition properties. They'll use that sometimes for folks who have acne. The best thing I would do is I would start to use nutritional DHT inhibitors, and I would start to work with the fats with your dietary fats. By the way, do you have any digestive issues? Any problems with food intolerances or any digestive health issues, bowel movement problems, anything like that?
Yeah, I actually feel bloated most of the time. And
yeah, that probably has a lot to do with your problems. You feel bloated most of the time?
Yeah, like most of the time after I eat and especially before I sleep.
Yeah, that all fits right in line. So here's what you're going to need to do. First of all, most importantly, you're young, and so that's in your favor, but you don't want this to tumble out of control, and if you don't start taking corrective measures immediately, it can get worse and worse and worse. And 23 is pretty young to start to notice these things, so I would be taking corrective measures immediately. Start doing a food diary. That is, write everything you eat, write down everything you eat, and connect your bloating up to specific foods and start eliminating those foods. It's going to take you a few weeks, maybe a couple months to do this. But you want to start right away. Just write down everything you eat and see if you can relate your symptoms, digestive symptoms, to foods, and then start eliminating those foods that are causing the problems. Like I say, it's going to take you a few weeks to a couple months to be doing this, but you want to start right away. The next thing you want to do is start doing fatty nutrients, especially essential fatty acids. Get on the Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity. That's a great starter, essential fatty acid supplement. And then the next thing you want to do is start using DHT inhibitors. And there's a lot of them. The essential fatty acids have some DHT inhibiting effects, inhibiting benefits. Saw palmetto and beta-sitosterol may help you, BETA. SITOSTEROL. You might want to start using that. And then zinc is one of the all-time great, and you should be taking zinc anyway, but zinc is one of the all-time great DHT inhibitors. You might want to Google DHT and DHT inhibitors, because all your symptoms are screaming DHT problems. All right? Does that help you? Are you gaining weight, by the way? Do you notice that you're gaining weight?
Actually, I'm underweight.
Have you lost weight? Or are you always underweight?
I've been underweight for the past year, and that happened after I stopped eating meat. So I don't know.
You might want to start. Yeah, and you're eating a lot of veggies. You're eating a lot of beans and vegetables.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be part of the, that might be a part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Start focusing on that. Start focusing on that as well. And think about DHT inhibition. Mm-hmm. Google DHT inhibitors, and there's various ones. Coconut oil is one, onions, garlic, is it saw palmetto, green tea. There's a lot of them. You might also want to consider this kind of interesting one, something called the ProstFX, which is a longevity product that helps men deal with prostate issues. But the same biochemistry that's involved in prostate issues is associated with this, the syndrome that you're describing. So you might want to start supplementing with that as well. All right? I hope I helped you, and thanks for your call.
Okay.
Stay in touch with us. Let us know how you're doing. All right? Take care. All right. Let's go to Blossom in Texas. See what she has to say. What's going on, Blossom?
Hi. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. What's up?
So I am about 12 to 13 weeks pregnant, and I am using – thank you. Thank you very much. I used your 5% retinol gel, and
okay.
I was wondering if that was safe for me to continue to use.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Retinol, you know, you're probably thinking about the controversy of vitamin A and pregnancy, and there are physicians who will tell you not to take vitamin A orally, and that's because vitamin A is involved in building a baby. And when you take, this is the thought, and I'm not saying I agree with it, but this is what they're thinking. When you take vitamin A, you could somehow throw off the way babies develop. Vitamin A is an important developmental vitamin. In any case, that's not going to happen when you use vitamin A topically. I don't even know if it's going to happen when you take it orally, but it's definitely not going to happen when you take it topically. So there's no problem. Now, while I say that, I'm not caring for you. Your doctor's caring for you. So you want to let your doctor know. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you as a pharmacist, there's not going to be any issues with retinol and pregnancy. Retinol isn't really even vitamin A. It's pre-vitamin A. So a lot of things have to happen for retinol to get into the bloodstream when you apply it topically, and it's very unlikely to occur.
Okay, great. And I just had another question about...
I apologize. If you put retinol right in your belly, you can minimize the likelihood of stretch marks. But again, tell your doctor what you're doing, because I'm not caring for you. Your doctor is, and you owe it to him to tell him what you're up to. So tell your doctor that you're doing it. But there's no evidence or literature or anything to support the idea that retinol used topically will affect the fetus.
Oh, that's great to know. Thank you. And then lastly, if I take the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and I also take the digestive enzymes and the omega-3 fatty acids, will that give me enough will I be supplementing it enough during pregnancy?
You're eating for two. You're nutriating for two. Especially, and the baby's getting the nutrients. The baby's going to get the nutrients before you. So, no, you need lots more. And you need lots more than a prenatal vitamin, by the way, too. So if you really want to do it right, you got to put together an entire nutritional supplement program, and you might want to start doing research or finding somebody who can help you. I'd be doing more than ultimate EFAs. I'd be doing Udo's Blend and fish oil as well. Fish oil is especially important for the fetus, for developing the nervous system of the fetus. There's things in fish oil that are not in ordinary essential fatty acids. Fish oil doesn't contain essential fatty acids, but it contains fatty acids that are very important for neurological development in the fetus. So you want extra fish oil. You want to make sure you're using zinc. You want to make sure that you're using vitamin A, which we just talked about. There's a lot of things that you want to take extra in addition. That's going to help you, though. The Beyond Tangy and the Ultimate EFA. I forget what the third one you said was. The enzymes. Those all help you, but you want to really put together an entire supplement program individually with individual nutrients, in my opinion. Got to go, Blossom. Apologies.
Thank you, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC announced Thursday fully vaccinated people can resume activities without wearing a mask or physically distancing. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News.
Well, my reaction to the CDC's announcement is it's about time that we should be following the science and not playing politics. And from the beginning of COVID, there's been far too much politics connected to it.
And then more confusion in the CDC press release. It says, except where required by law, local businesses and workplace guidance can ignore science and continue to make you wear a mask no matter the circumstance. Italian police in Sicily have blocked 1.5 million users that were illegally streaming content from providers in the United States, including Netflix and Comcast Sky Unit. A police statement said more than 200 officers were involved in the operation, which led to 45 people being charged for allegedly conspiracy to illegally access IT infrastructure and commit fraud. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hazing incidents continue to happen at American colleges. One is being sued because of a hazing death. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The family of an Ohio college student who died during a fraternity hazing incident is suing that fraternity and several of its members. The family of Stone Fultz has filed a wrongful death suit against the national chapter of Pi Kappa Alpha and 10 members of the chapter at Bowling Green State University in the death of their son. Fultz died on March 20th of alcohol poisoning after a hazing ritual that saw pledges allegedly blindfolded and forced to drink an entire bottle of alcohol.
Since 2000, there have been more than 50 hazing-related deaths. The causes are varied: heat stroke, drowning, alcohol poisoning, head injuries, asphyxia, cardiac arrest. But the tragedies almost involve a common denominator: kids and alcohol. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on MSNBC talks about the new CDC guidelines for fully vaccinated people ditching the mask.
Now, that said, I think your point is really well taken. For the last 15 months, we've been saying wear a mask. And so it's been ingrained in us. You can't leave the house without a mask. I went for a walk for the first time without a mask outside a week ago, and that felt strange, right? So I think we all are going to have to become comfortable with this again. But what we're saying is now it's time to make those efforts to start getting comfortable.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search engine and archived information, 11 years of archive programs, daily archive programs. If you miss a program or want to review a topic, you can use the search engine or just check out a particular show. They're all up at brightsideben.com, as well as the longevity products, which you'll find on brightsideben.com and pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a home-based business selling nutritional supplements and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories and blog posts, lots of good health information on all of our websites. And don't forget to take a look at our True Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with acne and psoriasis and rosacea. What I discovered was when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin. Healing is beauty, always. Beauty is healing, and healing is beauty, and that's the missing link in skincare products, and that's why we have over 1,800, going on 1,900 now, 4- and 5-star reviews. Truth treatment products are healing products, never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, just 100% active and functional ingredients. You can check out our reviews, going on 1,900 now, 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed.com, and you can check out all our products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am super stoked to talk to our guest today. Christine Hronek, I hope I'm saying that correctly, H-R-O-N-E-C, is a chemist, she's an engineer, and she's a nutritional supplement formulator. She specializes in women's health issues. She's been featured in Forbes and Huffington Post, Muscle and Fitness, HERS, Muscle and Strength, Flex Magazine, and a whole bunch of television shows. She's a researcher and a developer and a manufacturer of nutritional products, as well as an entrepreneur. And she's got lots to say about women's health issues. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Christine Hronek. Hey, Christine. Hi. I hope I'm saying that right.
Thank you so much, Ben. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, I'm honored that you came on the show. Thank you so much. So why women as opposed to men, and is there something special that women need that men don't need? It seems to me like the body is the same, and it's like everybody needs vitamin C, everybody needs protein and fats. How are you making this distinction?
Well, the thing is, if you have like a husband and wife who are both trying to lose weight at the same time, 9.9 times out of 10, the man will lose weight in the first week or two while the woman is still, you know, kind of trudging along at a different pace. And as women, we just have a different set of health issues, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that our hormones are just completely different compared to our male counterparts. It's not good, it's not bad, it's just we're different. And as a result of that, because we don't have high levels of testosterone, which is great for building muscle, and muscle is great for burning fat, we don't build and burn at the same rate as men, so we have to have different considerations when it comes to fat loss for women.
And women tend to retain fat a little. Fat's more important to a woman than it is to a man, correct?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we definitely need to have a certain level of body fat to support reproductive health because, you know, our bodies are designed to, you know, want to support healthy pregnancy. And as a result of that, your body needs a certain level of dietary fat to support healthy pregnancy.
I love that you're a chemical engineer. I love chemical engineering anyway. The idea of engineering chemistry is really fascinating to me. And then also you said you have a master's of science in biological engineering. So you're approaching nutrition and nutritional therapy, I imagine, from an engineering perspective, which is really neat. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that one of the nice things about having an engineering background is it allows you to look at things quite objectively, look at the input variables, look at the output, and look at, you know, the whole body is a control system, and looking at how the impact of these different variables change how we feel. And I think one of the biggest problems in the nutrition space these days is that if it can't be measured, it can't be improved. And too many people apply just arbitrary feelings of, well, I think I'm just losing weight, but there's so many other measurements of things we can practically measure to gauge improvements in health that we're just not doing.
Give some examples.
Something so simple that anyone can do at home is taking your waist to hip ratio measurement. Something so simple as that is for women having a waist measurement over 35 inches, it puts you at an extreme high risk of, you know, visceral fat, cardiovascular diseases, blood
metabolic syndrome,
diseases, all of the above. The same for men. If a man has a waist over 40 inches, I mean, it is a very potential, like, it's a warning sign. Like, we're not meant to carry that much mass in our torso, especially around all of the organs.
Is weight to hip ratio, first of all, is that indicative of visceral? Two questions. Is weight to hip ratio indicative of visceral fat, number one? And is that more important, weight to hip ratio, more important than BMI or weight, general weight?
Yes and yes. You know, if your waist-to-hip ratio is approaching like a factor of one, like, you know, if they're like virtually the same, if not, your waist is bigger than your hips, I mean, it is a very, very valid and concerning factor, because visceral fat is the type of fat that it's not that thin layer like just beneath the dermis. It's very deep in and around your organs, and it's impeding your body's ability to actually function. And if that's a problem, it's a serious problem.
What's the specific relationship between weight to hip and visceral fat? Like, is there a proportional relationship in terms of the number compared to how much visceral fat you have? Can you assume that you have a certain amount of visceral fat based on your weight to hip? What is the relationship?
Yeah, so they're definitely proportional. As far as quantifying an exact amount, I wouldn't be able to do that for you with respect to, like, absolute numbers and whatnot, but there's definitely a proportional relationship there.
So you can assume if your waist-to-hip ratio is one, for example, then you're having a problem with visceral fat?
Yes, absolutely.
What other markers of issues with visceral fat are there aside from waist-to-hip?
Yes, I mean, obviously we're talking about aesthetics right now, but, you know, as your visceral fat gets higher and higher, I mean, you're going to impact, like, things like digestion. It's going to be hard for you to regulate your blood sugar. It's going to be hard for you to balance your hormones naturally. It's going to just be, it's almost like the beginning. It's like a check engine light, you know, on your car, you know. You see the check engine light, it's a warning sign, and something may not be happening just yet, but it's the warning sign that if this doesn't get under control, it's going to just impact overall function of all the organs around it.
Sure. I mean, everything's going to be clogged up, essentially. But what I meant was, aside from the waist-to-hip ratio, what other indicators can somebody have that they're, or can, what other measurements can they use, criteria can they use to assess whether they're having a problem with visceral fat?
So obviously you can get your body fat levels tested, and you can definitely do body scans that can let you know the distribution of your absolute fat. In-body scans are great, but getting those types of things done, and, you know, body fat percentage measurements as well are quite effective. But they have to be done professionally. Those are things that are hard to do on your own.
So the only way somebody who's listening to this can only home-based measurement that uses the waist to hip ratio?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so obviously you formulate supplements, and you got a great company.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about supplementation, and I'm huge on supplementation. So I want to talk about your Gauge Girl training and nutritional supplementation for helping deal with some of these issues. We got Christine Hronik with us. Her website is gaugegirltraining.com. More with Christine on the Bright Side right after this.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Christine Hronik. Her website is GageGirlTraining.com, GageGirlTraining.com, and she is an engineer and a nutritional supplement formulator. She's received awards from the American Chemical Society and was published in the American Institute of Chemical Engineers, and she was part of the team that created Time Magazine's Invention of the Year for her work in the biotech field. Christine, so you and I are both big on supplementation. I formulate supplements myself. Talk to us a little bit about supplementation for body fat.
Yeah, not a problem. So I think a lot of people are under the illusion that you can take a pill and it's going to help you lose fat. And I think that is very, you know, very far removed from the reality of the situation. Supplements can help and support you getting the nutrients that you need that are challenging to get in large quantities from real whole foods. And even as a supplement formulator, even as an owner of supplement brands and all this and that over the years, I tell people, like, look, you can get the nutrients you need from food. You don't need to use a supplement, but if you want a convenient, more economical way to go about it, this is an alternative. Some people don't want to eat, you know, 8 ounces of chicken breast at a meal. That's just a lot of food for some people. And, you know, there are other ways to go about it. And I think we need to look at supplements for what they are and not what they're not. And they're not a quick fix. They're not a Band-Aid. They're not a miracle in a jar. And what I tell people, the supplements that do that are illegal. You can't sell them as dietary supplements. So I just think it's so important to realize that they are helpful. They are great. But you can also get the same thing from real whole food if you wish. Hello? 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 Can you hear me? Hello, hello? creativity and joy. So why do we stop playing when we get older? Let's schedule it into our calendar and make time for it and have fun.
So play has a sort of active side to it. It's not like you're just sitting there and vegging and watching cartoons. You're actually being active when you're playing. Right?
Well, everyone has their own version of play. Maybe for some it is vegging out and watching cartoons.
Okay.
However,
does that count? That counts as play? It's just couch potatoing?
I personally don't promote that, so I would say I would try to avoid that. But maybe someone's really exhausted, and, you know, I would say play is, like you say, more active, but some people, it's also part of recovery, right? So if some people have been very active and they need to, you know, recover, maybe it's, you know, playing a video game doing something that's more stationary. However, my form of play, and it's not the same for everyone, is actually getting out and doing something fun, out in nature, like, you know, going and playing soccer, for example, or, you know, going for a hike or doing something that, you know, makes you feel good and get some fresh air. But it also can mean, like, just playing with your kids or, you know, playing indoors or, I don't know, playing if you make products like Steve Jobs' play. I used to work for Steve Jobs. He loved to play with Apple prototypes. That was his play, and that was at work, right? So play is very broad. It can mean so many different things for so many different people. But it's really just about altering that state of focus and, like, structured focus that we have that's very goal-oriented typically in our life at work to an unstructured focus where we're not reliant on a specific outcome. We're playing to play, to have fun. You know,
I was going to say, do you think the distinction between play and stress is attachment to results? They're the same thing, but if you're not attached to the results, it could be considered play, and if you are, it's considered stress?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how attached you are to an outcome, right? An attachment to an outcome could create stress. Some stress, and it could create disappointment if you don't get that outcome, and it creates expectations, right? So, yeah, it does create stress. But when you're playing, you don't have a specific outcome. Maybe it is just to have fun, right? And that's your goal, just to have fun, but it's not a specific outcome or goal.
All right, so last minute here, mindful map making. What is the map method? How does that relate to story also?
So it's a holistic framework to help you navigate your own mindful journey, your map of authentic self-discovery, better choices, and purposeful growth. And the way it relates to story is that, you know, the map is also a metaphor for a map to chart that purposeful life. That also is the acronym for my method in my book. And when you connect the dots of all the different parts of your life, you're able to look and, you know, when you look back and connect all the dots, you can put all the pieces of the map together and connect the dots to help you actually find your purpose and find more meaning and fulfillment in your life.
All right, so last minute here. Tell us about your energy sweet spot.
So the energy sweet spot is has to do with your prana flow state and finding when in your day do you have the most energy. And so are you a morning person, a night owl? When do you have the most energy? Monitor the times in your day that you feel most energized. Also,
schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.